The Republican National Convention has dominated the headlines all week, obviously, and next week the Democratic National Convention takes over. But in between, there is another convention, and for fans of science fiction, fantasy, and comic books, it's the only convention. It's Geek Nirvana, also known as Comic-Con International 2016. It runs through Sunday at the San Diego Convention Center. Glenn Weldon has been checking out the scene at Comic-Con for us. He's a panelist with NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, and he joins us from KPBS in San Diego. Glenn, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So first of all, I hear that Wonder Woman's big at Comic-Con this year.
Yeah, all ages, sizes, genders. It's the 75th anniversary of Wonder Woman this year, and you can really tell she's in the zeitgeist. But I think because whatever you think of Batman v Superman earlier this year, the breakout star was Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman, and you just see versions of her all over the place. And you also, on the streets of the Gas Lamp District outside of the con, they have set up an invisible plane that you can pose in. They tell you it's an invisible plane. It's really just a chair. No, it's actually, they have set up a kind of a plastic. If you remember the old 77 Wonder Woman television show, they have a very similar plastic-looking plane that apparently is pretty gamey in there. Gets pretty hot in there, but they can do that. That's one aspect of this. It's really a girl power year. There's lots of Rays from The Force Awakens. There's lots of little Ghostbusters walking around, little girl Ghostbusters. And, you know, the thing that's I really notice is that Comic-Con is an engine that runs on a two-stroke cycle. You have boundless, nerdy enthusiasm. That's the upstroke. And the downstroke of that engine is cynical corporate exploitation of that enthusiasm.
Right.
You need them both. One cannot exist without the other.
Now, you mentioned that there are a lot of young Rays walking around. I mean, because just to remind folks who haven't ever been to a Comic-Con, people dress up as their favorite characters when they go to the convention. So speaking of Rays, are there any new hints about the upcoming Star Wars film?
Yeah, actually, we got an announcement, news, and let's go ahead and slap some air quotes around that word news, because it is Comic-Con, that there is a character that was introduced here at Comic-Con who will be in Rogue One, the film that comes out this Christmas. His name is Edrio Two-Tubes. And if you think Two Tubes is a silly name, I would just remind you, Luke Skywalker. So, you know, you just give it a couple generations, it'll sink in.
I was just looking at a picture of Edrio Two Tubes, and he really does have two tubes, right? Because he has to wear a mask in order to convert our oxygen-laden air into something he can breathe.
Yeah.
So there's a reason behind every Star Wars character. Now let's turn a little bit to another new film, the new DC Comics film, Suicide Squad. There have been a lot of TV spots for it. Is it getting the same sort of love and attention amongst fans at Comic-Con?
It's getting marketed very heavily. They've taken over the Hard Rock Cafe, but you don't really see a lot of Harley Quinns. You don't see a lot of characters from that movie on the floor. What people are excited about instead is the upcoming Captain Marvel film, which Marvel will announce tomorrow at the con, who exactly will be playing Captain Marvel and who will be directing it. And both of them are expected to be big names. Captain Marvel is expected to have a female director. And, you know, there's lots of rumors flying around, but it's something people are talking about.
Yeah. You know, Comic-Con began its life as a comic book convention. I mean, that it still has that provenance in its name. But I'm seeing that it's now a place, I mean, speaking of marketing and movies and other genres, where studios promote their films heavily. And this year, I understand they even had a red carpet premiere at Comic-Con.
They did. Star Trek Beyond had its world premiere at Comic-Con. It's the first time a major film like that has had a premiere at the con. So the carpet was red. The stars came out. They actually played it with a live orchestra. There were fireworks. There was a laser show. They went all out. And, you know, and the cast was there schmoozing and talking to people on the carpet. It was an event.
Okay, so I have to have some full disclosure here, Glenn. I'm a huge Star Trek fan. Haven't yet seen the new movie. Please tell me it's good.
I think you're going to like it. It's basically an episode, a very long, they've invested a lot into it, and it's written, co-written by Simon Pegg, so there's a real sense of fun and lightness.
Glenn Weldon is a panelist with NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. He's been giving us the report on this year's Comic-Con International 2016 in San Diego. Glenn, thanks so much.
Thank you.